There's been a lot of media about electric cars lately. My view is that they have a place for people that have a need. However, what the biased media won't tell you is some associated problems. Let's chat about an EV we had recently. It is a beautiful car, comfortable, luxurious, and perfect for inner city driving with a smaller battery and range. So when it came time to charge, I went to plug it in at home and then realized it only came with a Mode 3 charger, not a 240 volt plug. That is an optional extra. After searching for a charger close to home in Sydney, I found that of the five charging bays within a 10-kilometre radius, three were out of order. Two were in use for over an hour. So, looking at 15 kilometres from home, I found one that was working in an underground car park with no internet reception. After waiting for another hour, I finally got plugged in. As I'm writing this, it's been an hour and a half, and I've added some 70 kilometres to the range. As a side point, I could have filled a petrol car in 5 minutes and been on my way for another 500 or 600 kilometres. So electric cars may have a place and a number of redeeming qualities, but convenience isn't one of them. This is a Motoring Minute. I'm Rob Fraser.
The clock is ticking and the change is happening. The Australian vehicle fleet is going electric, and you need to keep up to date with ecocarguide.com.au. Head to EcoCarGuide now for a look at the Lexus electrified sport that's coming to Australia. There's details on the Melbourne Electric Car EV Show, details on battery health on a hybrid or plug-in hybrid EV, and Audi's giving you the chance to win a Q5 TFSI-E. All those stories, so much more, ecocarguide.com.au.